Here's a promo for a so-called Truth and Freedom rally. This is a Trojan horse and a total agenda of Satan. They come under the platform of pro-America.
So I endorsed Sean back personally when he ran for Congress in California, and I was so moved by his story, and I started to see Sean attract crowds of thousands and then tens of thousands.
Let me just say this right now, that is absolutely shocking. First of all, there's 1,100 pastors there at this event, and they're all being led astray. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, it's time we look into Turning Point with Charlie Kirk. See, so many people love this guy because he's conservative, who stands for America, and supposedly has Christian values. But what you're about to see will make you question the whole entire thing. So are you ready? Let's go.
So here we are with Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens. Charlie, of course, is the head of Turning Point USA, and Candace is the communications director, is your official title, over at Turning Point USA. And it's really exciting to have you here. Glad you could squeeze in the time.
I would say that the sola scriptura thing actually was one of the easier things for me to get over when studying the Catholic faith, and I thought it was a very good argument that it actually like showed me where in the Bible that you see this, and the answer is I couldn't find it. Comes to faith, my husband was raised Catholic, I was raised Protestant, and of course we have a lot of discussions surrounding faith. I am attending Catholic church services more and more, obviously, because I bring my children for celebrations at the cathedral and where my husband attends church. And the discussions have gotten interesting because my husband planted a seed in my head that won't go away.
Because you guys have been busy setting the world on fire. I mean, you're in the headlines and you're all over Twitter, obviously, and on social media. Why don't you give me sort of the status update, Charlie, and then sure. I want to ask Candace some questions about sort of what's going on in her great crusade to break up
a
lot of the group identity politics.
Things have been going great. I mean, we've had an unbelievable semester. We spoke, I think, over 38 times since January 1st on campuses. And, you know, that takes a grind because you do a lot of speaking, too. We did UCLA. Stanford and UC Berkeley in the last 6 weeks, which has been amazing. We have our Young Women's Leadership Summit coming up next week. You're speaking there. And we've just been, you know, kicking butt, taking names. We're expanding to more and more campuses. But we see a not-so-silent majority growing on college campuses, and the revolution is brewing.
So the revolution is brewing. Can't wait to talk about that. But did you notice who they are targeting to get their message out to? It's college students, and that's a problem. But let's talk about this whole revolution for a second. You know, just about everything they put out in social media and in print, it's all about joining the movement. Turning Point USA is an American nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative politics on high school, college, and university campuses. It was founded in 2012 by Charlie Kirk and Bill Montgomery. TPUSA is interconnected with affiliate groups such as Turning Point Endowment, Turning Point Action, and TPUSA Faith. Now, it's the last one that I want to focus on, the TPUSA Faith, in this episode today. Because Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, again, they come across as conservative and pro-American and supposedly Christian. Now, the first two are fairly correct, but the last one is absolutely not true.
When we were thinking about who to have here tonight, he's just spectacular. Many of you have seen his movement, and it's a real movement. So during the lockdowns, there were people that decided to just kind of stay at home and do nothing. This church opened up and was courageous and bold. But this man started a movement.
You sure about that?
Now, I know you're going to get kind of confused when he comes up on stage, some of you that don't know him. He looks like a liberal. I give him a hard time all the time. He's got long hair. He looks like a 1960s hippie. But it's okay. We'll give him a hall pass. I'm totally kidding. But he went around the country and did these open air revivals that brought thousands of people to the Lord.
No.
In the midst of the lockdown. And I started to get these messages from people, and they said, Charlie, you got to look at the Sean Foyt guy. So I endorsed Sean back personally when he ran for Congress in California, and I was so moved by his story. And I started to see Sean attract crowds of thousands and then tens of thousands. And then I saw the opposition. I saw all of a sudden local governments try to lock him down. I saw the satanic response to what Sean was doing when everyone was supposed to stay at home. He was bringing people into the streets to go glorify the Lord. And Sean, you know, he'll do a better job than I will of actually talking about how this is not a political thing at all. It's about glorifying God. But guess what? Politics actually started to involve himself in his ministry, because you had secular politicians that say, hey, you can go protest in a BLM rally, but if you're coming to go glorify God, you're not allowed to do that. And he was, the tour that he put on in the last year and a half, you should, it's unbelievable, the most ambitious, and one of the, and I'll say this, I will put him up against anybody, and I'm by no means know everybody in the space, but I don't think anybody worked as hard and did more effective open-air revivals in as many cities as Sean Foyt did in the last 2 years, and it's a great honor to have him here tonight. Sean, get on up here. See? You see the hair? So...
Now, to most of you who watched that, you're probably thinking, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just fine. No. Did you see who he welcomed up onto stage and gushed over for a couple seconds? Sean Foyt. For those of you who are not familiar with Sean Foyt, here's a little quick reminder.
Hey, friends around the world. I'm here, Sean Foyt, Andy Bird, and we are in Herrnhut, Germany, way out in the east, a little town close to the Czech border. And we're standing at the very grave of the great Count Zinzendorf, who ignited the Moravian movement that burned for 120 years and launched the greatest missions movement in the history of the world. And it's just crazy that we ended up being here at the same time. Andy's here teaching at the YWAM base in the school. And we also have our Fire and Fragrance crew from Amsterdam that is here. They've been here for the last 2 weeks. And then the Burn Euro tour, we were able to... We're really believing today. I mean, it's just no accident we're here on his birthday. We're just believing that God is going to mark a generation for this marriage once again, and that from the mantle of this man right here, that his history, entire books have been written about him. Hey, Lord, that you would release the mantle, God, of this man, Count Zinzendorf, God, on an entire generation, God.
And just to add to the video I just showed you, Sean graduated from Bethel Supernatural School of Ministry, ooh boy, in Redding, California. He calls Bill Johnson, the pastor at Bethel Church in Redding, California, his spiritual father.
Pastor Bill Johnson, he is here with us in Redding, California, and he is, what a privilege to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Sean. It's an amazing honor to be alive right now.
Sean Foyt is involved in grave soaking. That's not biblical, by the way. That's necromancy. He also promotes fire tunnels and glory clouds. Whoa! And he affirms many false teachers and false prophets. See, the problem with this, because there is a problem, is that God forbids it. You need to hear that. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11 says that we're not even to greet or offer a hello to a false teacher. We're not to welcome them to our platform or in our house. Not at all. Why? In verse 11, it says that by doing that, we are participating with their evil deeds. Ephesians 5:11, also same thing. Do not partner with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. These are commands by God to stay away from false teachers, not partner with them, endorse them, have them up on stage, gush over them. No. Here's a promo for a so-called Truth and Freedom rally. This is a Trojan horse and a total agenda of Satan. They come under the platform of pro-America and politics, but they slowly introduce false teachers and false doctrine without anybody recognizing it. If you look at the graphic, you see a number of false teachers and false prophets that are part of this scam. So Charlie Kirk is already right off the bat in hot water with God and with the Bible. But let's keep going. Here's a video where his organization is doing exactly what we just talked about. Watch this.
How many of y'all know there's something about that word revival that I'm praying stirs something within you tonight? Amen? Amen. Well, I'm going to throw it off to these guys, let you guys introduce yourselves, and then we'll get going from there.
My name is Cheon. I may have been the first Korean hippie to give his life to Jesus Christ during the Jesus Revolution, 1973. I walked out of a Deep Purple concert, and I got instantly delivered from drug addiction. I've been drug-free for 50 years, married with four children. Three of them are pastors, nine grandchildren. I am a blessed man. But I also pastor Harvest Rock Church and lead a network of churches. We're in 71 nations, and the 150 churches in California, we sued Governor Newsom during the lockdown. We went all the way to Supreme Court. We won 6-3.
Yeah.
Even John Roberts sided with us. And we give God all the glory because in perpetuity, we have now no governor or president can lock down the church in America again. We give him the glory. Come on.
Amen. Wow. My name's Sean. You guys look great tonight. Glad to be here. Super grateful for what the Lord's doing. I've been really a missionary my whole life. My parents are both full-time medical missionaries, and it's only been in the last few years that God changed my heart for America, which is why I'm even here. So, Jay.
Hi, everybody. My name's Jay Koopman. I'm actually sitting with two of my favorite people ever. My pastor, Pastor Cheon. I'm a pastor at Harvest Rock Church with him in Orange County. But I've also spent the last 3 years with this crazy, wild God changing America for Jesus. Amen.
What you just saw was absolutely unbiblical. So first was Apostle Cheon, who is completely false and not an apostle. Then we have Grave Soaker and Bethel Church alumni, Sean Foyt. And next to him, a false, fake pastor who affirms them all. These are my good friends. These are mighty men of God. No, they are not. Those are three deceived men up on stage. And of course, everyone comes to hear them, and it's all under the umbrella of America and God. People love pro-America messages. I mean, you don't just put American flag behind you, start talking, and people will give you a pass. The deception in that room is absolutely huge. And it's all supported and promoted by TPUSA, Turning Point USA, which does not stand for God or for His Word. But what you're about to see is also very disturbing.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are at the TPUSA Faith Pastors Summit. You can learn more at tpfaith.com. 1,100 pastors from across the country are here, and a perfect guest to join us for the entire hour, someone that I have known for years, and he is one of the most important voices in American Christianity.
How about new?
Lance Wallnau. Check out his podcast, The Lance Wallnau Show. I check it on Real America's Voice on the weekend. It is excellent, and honored to have him with us for the full hour. Lance, how you doing? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing well, and how exciting to hear you have 1,100 pastors. Charlie, how is that different than when you started years ago trying to get churches to get interested in the future of America and conservative youth?
Let me just say this right now. That is absolutely shocking. First of all, there's 1,100 pastors there at this event, and they're all being led astray. Or they're having their ears tickled, which they probably want, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Second, Charlie is affirming and promoting one of the biggest false prophets in America, Lance Wallnau, who is a major New Apostolic Reformation, or NAR, false prophet. He is godless. And not only does he twist God's word and claims God speaks to him regularly, but he constantly makes false prophecies. It's all over the place. He said that God told him that Trump was going to win a second term back in 2020. According to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 through 22, we need to mark and avoid this man. The sad part of this Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA thing is that, yes, they may be doing some good things for America, but they are mixing in error. They are introducing heretics and false teachers and false prophets into this, which is doing more harm than it is good. Here's another promo from another event that you need to see. Watch this. Did you see all the false teachers that are coming to this so-called Pastors Summit, by the way? I mean, come on, you guys. This is not even godly. This is pure deception. Brandon Tatum, who denies the Trinity. Graham Allen, who is friends with Greg Locke, who's a heretic, by the way. And John Bevere, who is a major false teacher and was the former assistant pastor to Benny Hinn. I mean, come on, you guys. Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk need to be marked and avoided. So many people think this is such a good thing. It's wholesome, it's Christian, it's all about America, but it is not. Charlie Kirk and his organization are deceiving America, and sadly, most people are unaware that this is even happening. The apostle said to watch out because false teachers would come in among us and they would bring destruction. And that is exactly what's happening. So please do not be silent about this. Please do not just go along with this because they're pro-America or they have a nice platform or they're doing some good things. We need to speak up and warn people about Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA because they have an absolute hidden agenda.